Q94. That's Gary Moore and your morning moan. Good stuff. Tore down. The late, great Gary Moore. Hey, we've got more of the Coach's Show coming as we head into Texas County to talk with head coach of the Houston Tigers, the 2-0 Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and congratulations on last Friday night's victory. That, 2-0, that's got to feel pretty doggone good, and you took on a pretty good Fayette team.
Yeah, I don't know. 2-0 sounds really good. I mean, we've been on the opposite end of it, sitting 0-2, and 2-0 sounds really good.
Much better.
Absolutely. And played a pretty good Fayette team Friday night and took a 3-plus-hour road trip. And, it's tonight. We'll be seeming like almost a home game. I mean, what are we, 40 minutes away? And
yeah.
We won't be riding a bus for 3-plus hours for consecutive weeks. So two brutal road trips to start the year, but we're getting closer to home now.
So who were some of the outstanding performers last Friday night for your Houston Tigers?
So we got three backs right now, averaging over 100 yards on the ground. Seniors Anthony Carroll and Dakota James at the running back spots. And then Wyatt Hughes, our quarterback, he's our leading rusher last week with 120-something yards, like three TDs, and then threw for over 100 yards as well. So, they're doing good things, but I think that's a credit to our offensive line, and, we're gelling as a unit up front and doing some really nice things, and our up front, we don't have any sophomores. So that's the first and – well, probably since I've been here, that we don't have a freshman or some sophomores up front. And, I think that's part of why we're having success so far, is just we're veterans up front and we're able to, get some things done.
Well, tonight the conference portion of the season begins. So, you can several SCA teams can say they won the out-of-conference portion of the season, but now it's a new season. It's conference play, and you're on the road to Dent County to take on the Salem Tigers. What have you seen out of the Tigers on film, and what are you going to have to really prepare for to get to W?
I think it starts up front again. We're going to have to own the line of scrimmage and win that battle every play. They've got some quick kids, and they've got some pretty big kids up front too. Looks like they've struggled a little bit at the quarterback position, had an injury, and then ended up and played three different kids at quarterback last Friday night. So I know when you have to play a freshman quarterback a little bit, that comes with growing pains, and looks like that's what they had a little bit of. Right before halftime, and then they made another change and brought in another kid later on. So I don't know. It's kind of a mystery still yet, but they've owned us for the last 41 years. We got them last year to get that monkey off of our back, but we don't want to go over there and start another streak for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the overall health, knock on wood, for the first time in a long time, you've been able to stay healthy.
We are, knock on wood. I'm going to do that right now. It's so exciting to be healthy, to not have half your team quarantined. It's nice to see the same kids back out on the field. And for whatever reason, for the last 5 years, we've been hit hard with the injury bug. And then, every time somebody gets the sniffles, it seems like they tested positive for COVID, and then everybody around them was quarantined, which happened to be the football players. And it's just been ridiculous. And I'm so thankful right now that all is going well, and we just hope that continues.
Yeah. Well, it's, of course, you can catch the Houston Tigers right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94, kickoff 7 p.m. And just kind of looking at the conference from a coach's perspective, what's your take on the SCA now that we've got two, everybody's got two non-conference games behind their belt? What are you kind of seeing conference-wise?
It seems like everybody's pretty competitive across the board. You know, obviously Mountain Grove's probably sitting there at the top with Liberty and just staring down at everybody and just seeing who's coming. You know, Ava, they're kind of a question mark right now with the loss of Hunter Adams for the year. You know, that's some big shoes to fill there. And then, you know, Thayer has had a little bit of the injury bug and had some concussion issues. Kabul's playing well. Willow, you know, the jury's still out on them. You know, it just seems like everybody week in and week out just pretty competitive. So, you know, it'll be good to get into conference play and see some things start to shake out. And, you know, we'll take it a game at a time and just watch everything unfold.
Yeah, yeah, because it is here, and now it's a push of positioning yourself and your team. You know, of course, you want to go through the conference. You want to win the conference, but it's more about, I think, you know, positioning yourself for that district tournament. You know, if you win all your games, well, then it kind of speaks for itself. But it's going to be a pretty salty district too, isn't it?
It is, and, I mean, it might as well be called the SCA district because, I mean, you look at the district and shoot outside of Kabul, Thayer, and Salem. I mean, everybody else is there. They are so.
Yeah.
You usually, if you get to district play and line up with a bunch of non-conference schools again, you know the brand of football we play in the SCA, where everything's violent every week, and you know, not disrespecting other conferences, but a lot of conferences don't play the style of football we do in the SCA. And, you know, when we get to district play and we match up with teams outside of our conference, more times than not, I think you're going to see the SCA teams come out on top. And it boils down to because it's just a more physical brand of football. And when you look at district time, boy, we're just going to have to beat on each other again. And, you know, it's the second time around, you know, anything can happen.
So, yeah. Well, I mean,
but they didn't do us any favors. Matches all back up together.
No, for anyone. But, you know, for years the SCA was kind of known as the black and blue conference, and it's really showing its true colors again this year as being that physical, you know, style of play, and, you know, did really well. It, you know, the SCA kind of speaks for itself with the out-of-conference play and the overall record that it has produced, which is, you know, something that the SCA can be very proud of.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, we play different styles of football in the SCA, from the flex bone to the split back to Liberty wanting to spread it out and sometimes go five wide. But, I mean, everybody in the conference is going to hit you in the mouth and play a physical brand of football. So it doesn't matter what it looks like offensively. I mean, it's going to be violent.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. It's a fun brand of football. Well, Coach Sloan, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Coach, anybody out there or group you would like to thank, you know, for providing for the team this week or last week?
No, Jennifer and Josh Shelton, they're kind of taking care of us at the moment. Have a meal on them tonight, and you know, they're going to put food in the belly before we get on the bus and head on a short road trip. But, you know, we appreciate them, and now that we've got freshman games and JV games and we're really playing a lot of football, it's good that we got some people stepping up and taking care of our kids where they don't have to worry about going and grabbing something to eat. They just know they're taken care of.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. And again, you can catch the Tigers on your Mountain of Rock, Q94, which is 93.9 FM.